We're back with another episode of Play It Forward, where artists tell us about their music and the music that inspires them. Last week, the spoken word poet Kay Tempest told us why they're thankful for Leanne LaHavas.
There is something that happens when I hear her sing, which is so uplifting. I feel like the way that she selects melody and the way that she embodies those melodies, her guitar playing, the placement of the breath in the lines that she sings, I just find it extremely uplifting and healing. And I think she's one of these people. They have put all of this effort into making it appear effortless.
And Leanne LaHavas joins us now from a car in London. Thank you for being here. Welcome.
Oh my God, what a lovely way to start a conversation.
What's your reaction to what you just heard from Kay Tempest?
Somebody as, you know, insightful and deep as Kate saying something like that about me, and I just think I'm a kind of goofball walking around. It's like, I'm really, really touched.
Well, you've just released this new self-titled full-length album, and I'd love to listen to one of the tracks from it. How about Paper Thin?
Go for it.
Paper thin, God only knows the pain you're in. But the future's bright, you've got God on your side, he's listening. Love yourself, or else you can't love no one else. I know your pain.
You've said that this track sparked the album. What did you mean by that?
I remember playing the demo to a very dear, close friend of mine. She was like, this just sounds like you. And no one had said that to me before. I was like, wow. Oh my God, that's what I need. I want something to sound like me.
Baby, you gotta roam free.
Can you put your finger on what it is that makes a song sound like you? I mean, what are the words you would use to describe that?
I think maybe my sound, there's a couple of, I like to leave in a few mistakes. In a good way. You know, I feel like if it's too perfect, it takes something away. And equally, if it's too messy, I think I'm sort of somewhere in the middle of very neat, but a bit rough around the edges. Neat, but with atmosphere, I would say.
Nice. I like that. Where you end up at the end of the album is where we begin the album. I mean, the track that I have been playing over and over again is the bookend song, Bittersweet. And I feel like this summer, everyone is kind of trying to do their best to just keep it together. And when the chorus of this track hits, it's like you're not even pretending anymore. Like the mask drops and it just feels very real.
All my broken pieces, bittersweet summer rain, I'm born again. Oh, no more hanging around.
Will you tell us what you're singing about here?
Yeah. The verses, I think, are very literal. That is, like, about my relationship and, like, how I needed to get out of it and kind of get to know myself again. And so then the chorus is a bit more, like, metaphorical, you know, using the analogy of being cleansed by the rain of a new season, you know, that was perhaps me entering a new phase of my own life and, you know, making a big change. And no matter how painful it was, that's where the bittersweet thing comes in. It was the right thing to do.
Bittersweet summer rain. All my broken pieces,
I'm very proud of this vocal. I feel like I was able to sing in a way that I felt like I could inside of me. I knew that that was there somewhere, but I don't think I had ever got it on record before.
Well, Leanne LaHavas, it is your turn to keep this chain moving forward and tell us about somebody whose music you are grateful for. Who would you like to introduce us to?
I want to introduce you to, not that he needs any introduction, but this person is one of the greatest musical minds and producers and singers and most sensitive musician ever. His name is Nick Hakim. Oh,
we have fallen. Tell us about a song of his that we can play to give us a sense of what his music is like.
I have picked a song from his latest album. This song is called Kadir. My heart is like, it makes my heart beat faster. It's just pure pleasure, basically.
Well, we're going to go to Nick Hakim next. What would you like to say to him?
I would like to say that I just really appreciate your music and your talent and your craft. The sound of your voice is heavenly, and the sound of your world takes me to a place that can only be described as witchcraft. It's spellbinding.
Leanne LaHavas, congratulations on your new third album, and thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Her self-titled album is out now, and we'll talk with Nick Hakim on the next episode of Play It Forward.